Washington arc, because, you know, he was played by a different actor when he was younger. And, you know, there had to be sort of a match. The director gave me something. He said that the actor playing you younger has a tendency to always look down and not look you in the eye. So he says that if you can capture that, I think we can find the connection. So I kind of did that, you know. What I used was just the feelings of guilt associated with what my brother had did to my music teacher. So I think that they were more concerned with the emotional content of being able to have someone that was very likable become so destructive.
Yeah, your character definitely went through the ringer. So you never talked directly with the younger actor then and compared notes?
No, I met him and you know, chatted briefly, but I didn't want to mess up what he was doing, you know, because, you know, he was a very young actor, new to the business, and I, you know, he was starting the character, so it was all his initial choices to begin with. You know, I just needed to capture a little bit of it to show
continuity.
Continuity, and that you can see a progression of why this kid became what he did.
So how much were you told about the character versus how much did you create in your mind?
It's a funny thing that, you know, what you bring pretty much, you know, determines where you go with the character. You don't get much help in terms of how to create an arc or what to do. I mean, that's our job. And, you know, a lot of times the director has so much to do that he can't spend his time, you know, taking all of these actors through the steps to get there. You know, it was pretty much all on me and my understanding of the relationships with the people, you know, the other cast members. And for me, what really drove that character was, I met the lady who played my piano teacher, talked with her, was the passion that I had for my teacher for helping me to cultivate a natural skill, because I could just play anything upon listening to it, to cultivate that into something that helped me feel good about myself. So from there, I just had to just let go with my feelings, you know, and so her death at the hands of my brother was just devastating to me. I didn't want to live, and I became a junkie.
Had you watched any of the show before?
No, I had never seen the show. But, you know, once cast, I did, I think, watch an episode of it. And, you know, then I started watching more episodes and really saw how you know, how great it was. And the feeling of being on that set was like being in another world. I mean, and having come from a background in theater with classical training, I could really appreciate the costumes and the set so much. I mean, that in itself helped you go to a different place. It felt like an otherworldly atmosphere, and Ron and Roy, the two of them, because I worked a lot with them, the two of them are just so well trained and so intelligent. And you know, when you work with intelligent actors, it pushes you to delve deeper into your character and find whatever it is to help you connect with that world. and the people in it. So it was an amazing experience just being around those people, those other actors, and it was like a transformation the minute you got into costume and you went to the set, because it was filmed in a city here that is basically an industrial city with no homes in it. I think there may be like one or two actual residents, but it's and there was a plant that had shut down, so they had all these tunnels, and the whole set was created like in that one space. And so the minute you got into the city, because like I said, it was like an industrial city, you started to feel yourself transform into someone in a place outside of the United States. So, you know, there's so many factors that help add to the experience, and that location was one of them. Just driving into a city, you start looking around, it's like, dude, this is a city, but I don't see any homes. I don't see apartment buildings. People don't live here. And the kind of few are tucked away inside little cubby holes, but they're surrounded by, different shops, different companies.
Did you need to research your role at all, especially the drug aspect?
Not really, because, you know, at by this time, you know, having lived in Chicago and New York, I had witnessed, I lived down the street at one point in New York. Well, it wasn't down the street, but because I walked so much, I was able to walk to a section of Harlem that a lot of junkies hung out. And because in New York, you know, sometimes as an actor, when you're working on a regular basis, you have so much free time. And when I had a lot of free time, I would walk and explore. And I would walk past those junkies, and sometimes I would talk to them, just like I would in the Bowery on the other end of New York. I would talk, and you'd find millionaires that have become homeless. And there's a wealth of knowledge within all of us, and as an actor, you find yourself developing an inherent method of always studying without making it obvious. So I drew upon the experience of actually seeing those junkies in New York. So basically, I was at a point with Raleigh that all I had to do is just tap into my memory bank and pull up some things and put it all together based on what drove me with that character. And what really drove me was, you know, loving my brother so much, but hating what he did with my music teacher, you know, and that destroyed me. So I just dealt with that. So with that, taking a drug was like an escape. Research. Sometimes with each character is different, and sometimes you have to do more at the time of getting a character. But sometimes it's already there, and you just have to draw upon it.
Did you have any idea that you'd be invited back for another episode when you did Chamber Music?
No, I was. It was like an old glove, though. You know, I fit right in, and there was the way that the second episode opened was just a continuation of my struggle. But you know what I saw, which made it more interesting, is that with all of my struggling within myself, I felt at home underground. And when I got shot, it was like, if I'm gonna die, I want to die. It's sort of like how an animal doesn't want to die in front of anybody else or other animals. They crawl up somewhere alone to die. Mm-hmm. And it was almost as if, I can't die up in this screwed up world. I need to die in my world underground with people I love. And so, yeah, it was a wonderful experience to go back. But no, I had no idea that, you know, I would go back.
What did they use to make you look sweaty, you know, when you were in the midst of the withdrawal?
Well, they have a spray that's kind of oily so that it doesn't dry up. And, you know, you can pretty much do that just a few times, and that's enough. And then some of it is actual sweat from doing takes after takes. And, you know, the atmosphere was pretty hot that we were shooting in. You know, and, it was a time when I was used to doing all of my own stunts. Until I talked to one of the stunt guys that was on the set, ready to do my stunts. He told me that, you know, it's great that you're in shape to do this, but when you do your stunts, you take jobs away from us.
True.
So I let him do my stunts, you know. But while I was doing them myself, I did work myself up to, to hyperventilate and whatever to create a sense of actually being there and having done more than you actually see, because, you know, he was actually on the run, you know, after getting shot, he was on the run. Friggin', you know, he's weak from the shot, but, you know, he was trying to get away, too, and trying to get more drugs. So, you know, I wanted to give a sense also of, you know, being totally worn out from going everywhere, you know, that, you know, that this guy, you can, without having to say it or see it, you can feel that he went to a couple of drug-infested places and didn't get what he wanted and went somewhere else and came to realization, okay, I got to steal some money, you know, so that you can feel all of that with a quick look at him. So, their sweat helped, but it also helped just actually doing my own stunts when I did them.
Well, I have to admire the character of Raleigh because he was honest with Vincent. And told him, yeah, I was robbing the place.
Yeah. Vincent's character is such a loving healer. He's like a mind healer because, you know, he imparts such good wisdom when he himself has a lot of pain from being ostracized.